Hello and welcome to another edition of the Solid Rock Minnesota podcast. It's a place to swing by for a brief moment for some stories and news and things to ponder. It's a place to take a small pause from your busy life. So grab yourself a cup of coffee or a mug of tea or a pop, as we like to call it here in the North Country, and kick back for a moment. Take a breather. I woke up this morning to a light dusting of white fluffy snow in the field. You know, that first coating that reminds us all that winter is just around the corner, maybe in a few days or maybe a month, but we know it's coming. The first part of the past week, it was 80 degrees out and I was on the lake in my kayak casting a line. It was one of the last days of warmth I think we will be seeing for a while. That morning, I was wading in the water in my flip-flops, launching my kayak. The sun was shining, there was a light southerly breeze, and I was in my happy place, out on the water, paddling. As I was on the water and drifting along, trolling for some fish, I couldn't help but notice the changes over the past week in the leaves on the trees. As I looked over onto the shoreline, I saw the bright reds and oranges and yellows from the birch and maple trees mixed in with that deep forest green from the pines. It was a sight to behold that morning. I was truly grateful for one more day of good weather before putting the kayak away for the season. Looking out on the snowy field this morning, as I sit here wearing shorts with mucklucks on my feet and buffalo plaid shirt over a t-shirt, that's the dress of the day, I'm rudely reminded that once again it's time to face another Minnesota winter. But before the actual cold and wind and snow appear, it's that time of year to ready the farm for the season change. I have to admit that prepping for winter around here is really not my favorite thing to do each year. And this year, it's a bit more involved with the winter prepping. Since we had the house resided, there's painting and some repairs needed around the garage doors and doors leading into the house. And that doggy door on the little garage door needs replacing. After several years of huge dogs going through it, let's just say it's worn out, and last winter we had to hang a blanket in front of it to keep the winter wind from howling in. Before Zoe and Max, who are about 90 pounds each, we had a Newfoundland that would try to squiggle her way through the big door. She was about 150 pounds of lumbering muscle and fur. She could barely get her head through, much less her big furry body. She had managed to tear the rubber right off the frame, that shield that covers the opening. Makwa, the Newfoundland, never quite knew she was a huge dog. Along with the painting and fixing of doors, there's also having to put away stuff into the shed and the barn. Having acreage, this year I decided to place some rocking chairs and regular chairs out around the place. Some down by the barn and the garden, and some on the deck and the patio out front, and some by the barbecue shack we had fixed this summer for my best half to have all his grills and barbecue stuff in one place. This pickup will probably require throwing the yard trailer behind the tractor and going around and loading the stuff up to drag to the barn. And then there's the prepping for snow removal, getting the tractor, snowblower attached back together. And this is one of those tasks I know nothing about, so my best half is on his own for that one, along with any winterizing of the cow and boat motor. I'll gladly get the kayaks tucked away from the winter elements, but all other mechanical stuff, well, all bets are off because I don't have a clue. This is the first year we're going to go into winter with both of us retired. It's been a nice feeling being able to work together around the place and get ready for winter. In the past years, it was always a mad dash, literally hours before a winter storm was coming, and we would be racing around like chickens with our heads chopped off. Which reminds me, we need to get the chicken coop ready for winter. Last year, because we were going to travel during the winter, I rehomed the chickens. I just didn't want to make the neighbors have to trudge through ice and snow and 30 below temps and collect two or three eggs a day. It seemed like way too much of a chore. But this year, we were in no uncertain terms instructed by our neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Egger, I kid you not, that is their real name, to keep the chickens, and they would care for them if we did any winter travels. So the electric water bucket and some lights for the coop will need to be put in over the next few days. As I sit here going over the list of what's been done and what's left to do, I'm not as overwhelmed as in past years. Maybe this retirement gig is panning out and to our benefit. No longer do we need to get it all done in a weekend. We can stagger it out over a few extra days as long as the weather keeps working in our favor. But as you know, if you're a Minnesotan, that is, the weather here can go from 80 above to freezing temps in just a few hours. So I guess we may have to hustle to get it done sooner than later. But for now, I'm just going to sit here in my shorts and my mucklucks and buffalo plaid shirt looking out the window and sipping on some hot tea and watch the snow and the sleet come down with a gusty north wind. It is managing to blow all the leaves from the trees down today. Just one more thing to add to the list, raking the yard. Oh, winter, I'm not sure we'll ever be ready for you to blast through here for the next 6 months. Hi, this is Sue from Solid Rock, Minnesota. Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to our podcast or read our blog or check in at our website. As always, it's fun to see where our listeners and readers are from. There are many from all over the 50 states in the United States and close to 50 countries all over the world. Never in our wildest dreams did we anticipate more than a few followers. We're amazed. Our hope is you will tell a friend to check us out at the podcast or the blog or on the website at www.solidrockminnesota.com, where you can always find the links to the podcast and the blog. We'd love to hear from you too, so please feel free to drop us a message when you visit and let us know where you're from. And if you're needing a Minnesota connection, send us your address and we'll send you an official Minnesota postcard or a Solid Rock Minnesota bumper sticker. Yep, an official Minnesota souvenir, yours for free. Until next time, may you be surrounded with life, laughter, family and friends, people who truly know you. Many blessings.